You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the New Classical FM.
Soul Pepper Theatre Company is having the world premiere of their first ever musical, Rose. Previews are currently running at the main stage at Soul Pepper Theatre in the Distillery District. Opening night is this Wednesday, January 23rd, and with us to talk about it are the creators. They're alive. Mike Ross and Sarah Wilson.
One might hope.
Just barely. Yeah.
And they're all wrapped up. They haven't even taken their coats and scarves off yet.
No way.
That's right.
No way.
Like a wet boots.
Yeah. So, Rose.
Yes.
Tell us about it. I mean, who came up with the idea? Who had the kernel?
Sarah.
Yeah, well, I found that it's based on a book, a 1939 yes. children's book by Gertrude Stein called The World is Round. Mm-hmm. And so I found it, and Mike and I had been starting to collaborate on things, but we were just looking for the right thing that interested us. And I came across this book, and it's, you know, it's Gertrude Stein. It's totally unique. It's unlike anything I'd ever seen before, and It's vibrant and interesting and original, and I thought, you know, I think there's something here. So I showed it to Mike, and we went from there.
Did you have to do any copyright stuff?
No, it's public domain.
It is public domain
now?
It is
public domain.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I know.
Yeah.
Tell me about it. Yeah.
We were like,
as soon as we found that out, we just got right to work. That's right.
Yeah.
I love you. See, this has been a 3-year commitment.
Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. You guys must like each other or not.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We really do like each other. Yes, we do. We do. I mean, you know, we have to have it out every now and again.
I bet. Mike and I.
But yeah. Sure, it's just part of a healthy relationship, isn't it?
Yeah.
But with a 3-year germination cycle, I mean, was your first installment of it like the Ring cycle, like 9 hours long, and you had to whittle it down, or
it has really evolved? I mean, we were laughing the other day about thinking of all the songs that we've written and cut. You know, that
wow.
there's been so much stuff that we've you know, of course it doesn't make it into the show.
The thing that's new for us is writing like the book, right? And it's the thing that you just don't, you can write great songs. I mean, like, that's something that's, I mean, you can do it. But what they hang on is really, really important. And that was the thing that we kind of really had to figure out over these last, this last year in particular, is like, you know, how are these songs moving things forward story wise and where do they fit? And so that was the big learning curve for us, but I think we figured it out.
So speaking of story wise, tell us about the story.
Well, Rose is a 9-year-old girl, and she's having an identity crisis. She's like reached that age where she's asking bigger questions, and her walls of what she can see have kind of gone further away, and so she can see farther out in a sense. And so she's asking, "Who am I? And what does it mean to be a person? And where is this planet that we're spinning on? How does all this work?"
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so she starts to ask these questions, and then she gets a ton of resistance because the world is going, it's just the way it is. Don't bother asking. But she's a formidable, curious, strong girl who wants to figure out these answers for herself. And she goes on an adventure where she eventually tries to climb a mountain because a literal mountain that the top of the mountain is where she's going to find the answers to all these questions. And so we go on this adventure with her, and it's like a full-on hero's journey of a girl fighting to answer questions for herself.
But it's not a kid's musical.
It's not. It's
yeah, in case people get the wrong idea.
Yeah, thank you for that. Yeah. No, it's a full, it's like a Pixar movie. You know how, you know what I mean? It's they have that level that's for grown-ups, and you'd be happy to watch it on a date night, but you're, you know, but
you both probably know that a lot. With
kids
in the house.
That's right. But if you want to bring your kids, ages 5 to 105, like
fantastic.
It's a real, it's got something for everybody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, and this is a cast of 15, and this is the biggest and most ambitious production to date. And so, why you guys?
Oh,
whoa. Well, I don't know.
Who the
I mean,
hell
I,
do you think you are?
Exactly. I'm the director of music at the company,
there you
and
go.
So I've been kind of creating this branch of the company that's music focused. We have a concert series that runs all year round now, and I made Spoon River, and so I don't know.
Congratulations!
Just kinda,
was
thank
that
you.
A Dora Mavor Moore Award for you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so it was. I don't know. It seemed like it was time to try to make. You know, Spoon River is more of a theatricalized song cycle, but we were like, you know, let's go for it. Let's make a musical that could play anywhere, you know? And so I don't know why us. I guess
well,
partly,
And we both started there in the academy and came up through that. And I think, you know, I'm an actor as well. And there's a kind of commitment to the artist and allowing us to expand our horizons as well. So I think there's a real interest in going. So if you are an actor and say you're going to write something, it's not looked down upon. It's not brushed to the side.
Right.
It's actually really cultivated and encouraged, supported,
and with
resources and time and wonderful people to get into workshop rooms and sing your songs and figure things out as you go. You know, there's a real investment that way. So.
But even with the success of Spoon River, was it you can admit it, we're all friends here.
Sure.
Yeah.
Was it a little daunting creating the first original musical for Soulpepper?
Yeah, it still is.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's there, but you never know how things are going to land on people in terms of the zeitgeist, but we're very proud of it. But it's, I mean, no matter what happens, it's the fact that it happened means that there's a future for this kind of thing. It's going to show the audiences that, okay, this is now something that you can come to expect as part of the regular programming at the company. And so that's a good thing.
Now, Gregory Prest is the director.
Yes.
And did you approach him and did you carefully check him out, or does he work for Soulpepper as well?
Yeah, he's an actor and director that we've known for ages as well. So
that's
just
nice.
A really nice relationship where we're all really comfortable talking to each other.
Terrific.
It is. And so we all kind of, have these wonderful chats where we get in each other's business and talk about how we're actually feeling. And
the most boring memoir.
I know. It would be, actually, probably.
Is it true that the band's on stage?
Yes, the band is on stage. So it's a trio band on stage. I'll give you some inside info. They're all wearing pink tuxedos. Mm-hmm. Not a lie. Mm-hmm. That's
fantastic.
A true thing. So I'm just
going
to give you that much. And then there's supplemented. So it takes place in like a logger town, like a mountain town. Mm-hmm. And so there's mountain music is part of the sound of the show. So there's a banjo player, a guitar player, and a fiddle player that form a trio that narrate us through Rose's story as she eventually climbs the mountain. Mm-hmm. So there's a cello in there as well. So there's those four instruments plus the trio on stage. And so there's a seven-piece band in the show.
So is anybody conducting this?
No. I kind of built it in a way that it was, other than a band leader, James Smith, who's giving nods from the piano, there's not a pit. There's no person standing on a podium. It was built in a way that it kind of runs itself.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it had to be, right? Like it was, if I wasn't going to be in it or doing that, or we didn't have a standard pit, then you kind of have to figure out those things ahead of time.
Yes, of course, of course. Mm-hmm. Well, I want to wish you guys the best of luck.
No kidding.
Thank you.
You sound positive, great energy, constructive, and I'm happy. You're smiling.
I know, right? Yeah,
that's
we
fantastic.
Are.
Fantastic.
You guys have been great. Thank you really for having us.
Look, it's your day off. Thanks so much
for coming in. And I can't wait to see this. I'm thrilled for you both.
Awesome.
Thank you.
We've been speaking with Mike Ross and Sarah Wilson, the creators of Rose. This is Soulpepper Theatre Company, and this is a world premiere of their first ever original musical. It opens January 23rd, and for information, go to soulpepper.ca for tickets.